Peter wrote in his third chapter in verse 15, in your hearts, honor Christ the Lord as holy. That's what it says in the English Standard Version. It also says, in your hearts, sanctify Christ. In your hearts, worship Christ. In your hearts, revere Christ. He's the most, the biggest, the thing, the it, the everything. Always be prepared to give an answer to anyone who asks you for a reason for the hope that's in you. Yet do it with gentleness and respect. But here's the point that I wanted to read. Verse 16 after verse 15, which ties to Exodus chapter 22. Having a good conscience, so that when you're slandered, those who revile your good behavior in Christ may be put to shame. God says to these people at the base of a mountain, be different. Be different like this. Be different like this. Be different like this. Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't screw each other over. Don't screw me over. Don't ask the devil for advice. You, get away from the sheep. Yeah? Be different. That's what he says. Now, when I say, in your hearts, honor, sanctify, worship, revere Christ the Lord as holy, that's kind of highfalutin. That's kind of like lots of big theology. How do I do that? Here's what Jesus said, and you're going to love it. When you pray, pray like this. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. I say that all the time. I know that. I can pray that prayer without thinking, actually. And there's in the words of Jesus, there's in the words of Peter. In the book of Romans, Paul writes, I thank God through Jesus Christ for all of you because your faith is proclaimed in all the world. That's how he starts Romans. I asked my sons last night, what about your faith is even proclaimed to your nearest friends and neighbors? Paul says, oh, you guys, I'm hearing good news. Those people in Corinth know about you. I was in Antioch and they were like, yeah, those Romans, boy. Boy, they. And so the question is, what about your faith shows so that anybody's going to talk about it? What about you is Bible because people don't read the book? Last week we studied some verses in James chapter 1, right? Be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. Remember that, where the blessing comes from looking like God when you live? God has delivered his people from slavery to death. Whether you're reading Exodus or Romans, whether you're in the Old Testament or New. And the scripture calls us to be a people delivered. So if you go and you read Exodus chapter 23, verses 1 through 9, you're going to see more of that. Don't spread a false report. You don't fall in with people who do evil. Don't be partial to a poor man in his lawsuit. If you meet an enemy's ox or donkey going astray, bring it back to him. If you see a donkey of one who hates you lying down under its burden, you shall refrain from leaving him with it. You shall rescue it with him. Do you see love your enemies from the teachings of Jesus in this Old Testament scripture? The butt of it in the Old Testament. Don't pervert justice due to your poor in his lawsuit. Keep far from a false charge. Don't kill the innocent and righteous. I will not acquit the wicked. All these people, they're going down. This world that oppresses people, they're in deep, deep trouble. Don't take a bribe. Don't oppress a sojourner in verse 9 of chapter 23 again. You know the heart of a sojourner. You were sojourners in the land of Egypt. God calls us to be a people delivered who stand by the God who delivers and bear witness to the deliverance and the deliverer. And we are called to come alongside the oppressed. People in this room, we are called to come alongside the oppressed. If you suffered, you know how to help someone suffering. But when we see these people, don't let the news reports tell you what you think about them. We are called to come alongside the oppressed. In our church meeting, we ought to be talking about how as a church, we will minister to people who are the traveler who is oppressed among us by this world system of darkness that crushes souls. I want to be a part of something. There's got to be people in 2,000 refugees coming into 32 authorities across Scotland. Someone's going to land near us. How are we going to minister to families God's grace and His love and His mercy? How will we show love for the traveler, for the sojourner? And then I'm going to close with this. Remember we talked about do justice, love kindness, and walk humbly with our God from Micah chapter 4. Here's what Jesus says in Matthew chapter 5, verse 43 to 48, right? Here's what it says. You've heard it said that you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, so that you may be sons of your Father who is in heaven. For He makes His sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and He sends rain on the just and the unjust. So, okay, love your enemy. I get that. I have a really hard time with that. I have actually a hard time loving my neighbor. I have a hard time loving my sister sometimes. When she just goes off on that thing, she's doing that thing again. Oh, I don't love her when she does that. Okay, I got that. Look at what Jesus says in verse 46 of chapter 5. If you love those who love you, well, what reward do you have? Don't even the tax collectors do the same? I love that guy. He pays his taxes right on time. Yeah. So if you love people who love you, if you love people who agree with you, that's easy. That's not hard at all, Jesus says. If you greet only your brothers, what more are you doing than others? You're the same as everybody else. The Masons have a handshake. Hey, oh, you're one of us. Yeah, no problem. Hey, all right. That doesn't make any difference at all. Don't even the Gentiles do the same? You, therefore, must be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. I'm not perfect. I must be. Jesus said I must be, and I'm not. And He says, love people unlovable. And so all of that out of Exodus. I took you guys out of there, and you be nice to other people who are in the crusher, who are getting grinded. And I want you to be a person who's different than the rest of the world. I want you to look like you're mine. I delivered you. Now be mine and be different and be noticeably different. And when other people come who I'm delivering, you help them. You be how I do it. This is what God says in Exodus, in Romans, in the Gospel according to Matthew. God calls us to be set apart, visibly faithful as His witnesses to His realness. Don't tell me about theories about God created it in 7 days back over there. That's not effective or necessary that you have to say that. God says to these Israelites, you will have 6 days and not work on the seventh because I created the world in 6 days and rested on the seventh. But you're going to be it today in your life for people to see. And they're going to say, man, those guys, they never work on Sunday, but they never go under. It's the busiest day of the week when you can make your most business, but they don't do it and they still get covered. What is going on with that sixth and the seventh day rest? It's a sight. It's a sign that God's with them. The same way He was at the beginning, He is now. God needs to be seen now, today, Alva, and Tillicoutri, and Tullabody, and Alloa. He needs to be seen today, and He's using you to do it. And He loves you, and He's like, you got this. It's not go and do more and be more. At the church meeting, when you come to the church meeting, When you bring your children and we provide childcare at the church meeting so that you can be a part of it, we'll talk about how to be the church and what to do with this stuff. Yeah? Father God, we, in our best day, we've got great dreams and plans. And on our most tired day, we're like, oh, please don't make Him come up with another program and a scheme and make us have to do more. We're already making bricks with stone. But will you help us to find the simple thing about how to just live and be Christians in our community in a way that glorifies You, honors You, sanctifies You, reveres You, and will You be remembered by us when people come with a question wanting to know the reason for the hope that we have? Guide us, please, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.